When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Football, fighting, and full-on nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello, everybody. This is Stephen Housen. This is Ben Adams. This is the Stephen Housen Podcast, sponsored, as always, by Tops the Pot. You can download Tops the Pot and help keep the lights on for this podcast in the description below, and we will love you forever for doing that. And we've got some shit to give away today, but we're not going to get into that just now. 2002 era 50 Cent, how are you doing? Nice jacket.
Sick this coat, mate.
You can't expect to come on, though, and be not saying that. It is a nice jacket, but...
So, what are you cussing me for?
I'm just, you know, because that's bad.
I've got to wear something warm in this house.
You wear a t-shirt. It's not even cold.
Mate, it is.
It's not
it's
even cold.
It's fucking freezing outside. And it might not be that cold in here, but it's not that warm either.
It ain't cold. It's cold outside though. It's thick ice. Yeah, I reckon it might even be in for snow in the very near future.
I've got to get in my car and travel on her, so I've got to make sure I've come well prepared.
Fucking hell. Anyway, thank you everybody for joining us. Please give us a big fat like. And as you can see down here over there, we are at 26,837. Considering we hit 25,000 on Christmas Day, that is an absolutely crazy number. And may I just update you as well? We are trying to beat Adam McCullough's total on YouTube. He's been doing YouTube 3.5 years, and I'm trying to beat his total today, right? We're on 837. Adam is on 860. 26,860, right? Easy. So start smashing that subscribe button. And as well, if you are already subscribed, then do us a flavour and go to, let me find it, underneath where it says subscribe, or next to where it says subscribe, there's a little bell. Press the bell and you'll get notifications anytime we either go live, anytime I upload a video and all the rest of that sort of stuff. And it really helps get the video seen and all the rest of that sort of stuff. So that's awesome. So we'll get to you guys in the comments. Someone says you look like Cat Williams. Someone says McGregor wants his jacket back.
No, do you know what I've seen? I think I was looking on ASOS or something. They send you information about sales and there was a coat looked like a McGregor jacket, and I was like, oh, should I should have bought it.
The white one?
I think so, yeah. There was a couple of colours, yeah, but I was like, oh, I'm not going to do it.
All right, so we have got several topics that we're going to talk about today. It's almost like we are organised. Let's have a look. So, recent results. Let's get straight in on the footy. Recent results. Every time you hear a ka-ching, actually, that means someone else has just subscribed. So we are now, like, what, 20 away from overtaking
21.
Adam? Love that shit.
Is this just not moving nowhere?
Yeah, this is going up still. We're going up, so if you want to subscribe to Adam as well, that's cool, but just let us get ahead of him first. Right, so the recent results. We said United, that's really loud, isn't it? How do I turn that down? We said that results was going to start going Manchester United's way, and they've started going Manchester United's way because we've just been consistent. That's all we got to do.
Yeah, and it was going to happen, wasn't it?
13 points suddenly becomes 10 points with Chelsea. How are they going to bounce back from this loss now? Probably will.
I think they will, yeah, probably will, because it was kind of a, although they're chasing a record, it's a bit of a monkey on your back, isn't it? Knowing that the pressure's on you every game to keep that momentum going.
Yeah. So, and it's
going
to end at some point.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously Spurs played really well, to be fair.
They did. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched most of it, yeah.
There's been a typical wank fest and overreaction to both Dele Alli and is Conte now finished? And I also seen something. I seen an article this morning said, is Conte's purple patch over? Just free form. Is Conte's purple patch over? And then I also seen one which said, is Conte better than Fergie and Mourinho?
Yeah, that was an article on the Sky Sports scene. But if you looked at the crux of it, it's based on
it's
the best win streak in the first season. So right. I think Fergie was ninth for something.
Oh yeah, and then
I was
great.
Like, oh, just skim through it. I was like, oh,
it's irrelevant, really. Like Brendan Rodgers had a sick win streak. I think twice, or it might have been him and Rafa Benitez both had one as part of Liverpool. Liverpool boss. But they didn't even win the league, obviously, when they went on the
Yeah, so it's all, that's it. It's irrelevant until it's after the end of the season and, you know.
Yeah, and you've got to look back and see how you did and all the rest of it. So, recent results definitely going in the right direction for United. We've been putting...
Can't go any better, can they?
No, we've been putting teams away. The overreaction to United getting a couple of... like, where was this overreaction when we wasn't getting stuff going our way? Where was the overreaction? Why is the fucking petition?
I like Jose's reaction, though.
Yeah.
What decisions to put Matter on at the second half and then bring Rashford on? Brilliant.
Jose Mourinho's actions of that game was a star.
But you text me and said, "What the fuck's he doing playing Carrick centre half?" And I said, "I'd text you. I think exactly the words what he said, and he played that ball to Rashford."
Fair fox. But I just said they'd gone to 10 men. They wasn't offering us a great deal.
No.
But I just said it's still a wild decision to do.
But if you look at some of the decisions he was making earlier on in the season, they were like, "What are you doing that for?" And he was trying to shut the game out. Where this one was a more attacking one. Like same with Middlesbrough, when there's 20 minutes to go, whatever, 1-0 down, and you just
that's
think,
fucking
go for it. And then Mkhitaryan's playing left back and all sorts of shit. But I think it's obviously he's got his confidence back because he had a stinking run, didn't he? Before, if you know, loads of people saying he's finished, even United fans saying.
There were so many articles that were saying Jose Mourinho is the old guard and he's not moved on the way all these managers have moved on and all the rest of it. They couldn't wait to swallow that cunt's dick, could they?
And now he's hanging out with his arse, isn't he? Like, I'm going to retire, but now I'm not going to retire. I didn't mean it.
Janine's old man came round before and I was talking to him in the kitchen and I said, this is a guy that's not... This isn't his first press conference, right?
Yeah.
He understands the consequences of the things that come out of his face in a press conference. So if the things that he's allowing to come out are the things that he's allowing to come out, what is he not allowing to come out? Yeah. And I think it's a... I thought he was coming to England for the challenge.
Welcome
to the challenge, cocksucker.
Everyone's saying, like, Jose sat in his hotel room, miserable as fuck, can't get out. Imagine what Pep's doing then. He must be slitting his wrists in there.
Is he in the hotel?
I might live in the city, though.
I thought he'd got an apartment, but I've seen something about Pep has gone and found somewhere. And, you know, it's a fucking joke the way they treated him. It's the same thing that they did with Louis van Gaal.
He won 10 on the bounce, though, didn't he? So he probably built up a bit of that. And then as soon as
But before he came in January, the day that they announced he was coming, there was Pep's going to teach the Premier League a lesson. Still waiting. Pellegrini did 8 or 9 on the bounce last year with the same team.
I've seen City fans commenting like, would Pellegrini do any worse with his squad? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no, because he did the exact same thing. And look at the buys. The buys are what's fucking it up for you. John Stones, mistakes left, right and centre. Claudio Bravo, mistakes left, right
and
centre.
He's not a goalkeeper.
Janine's old man said that today because he's a blue, kind of. He's a strange blue because he stopped going when he got the money. He was like, nah, fuck that, it's not City for me.
What is City then?
I don't know. He goes and watches non-league now, he watches live.
Oh, I saw fucking pictures before of that day at Blackburn away, you know, when they're 300,000 on the hill and all
it's
that. And they're all reminiscing about it like they fucking won the league. When they got relegated?
I don't know.
Or they got promoted or something?
Yeah, I think it was a promotion. I think it was a promotion back to the Premier League that year. 300,000. It was a full stadium, but it wasn't even
and
all
like,
blues.
Oh god, I remember the memories, and you're thinking, oh my god. There were thousands on the pitch.
Blooming Rising did a video saying I was there, but no, he wasn't. There was probably three people that was there for the whole things. And where was you for the Mansfield game in 1998? 3,007 fucking people.
I was there at Wembley when.
Oh, when Midtjylland played you in the was it the Intertoto Cup they played them in?
Some shit.
The pictures from that game are embarrassingly funny. Embarrassingly funny. Literally no one in the ground. It's fucking hilarious. I think they had, I want to say 9,000, but it might be 19, but no way was it.
No.
When you look at it, you're like, fuck off. There's like whole sections of the stand with not a guy in it. And then guys like, ah, yeah, mine's complimentary as well. Fucking hell. Yeah, all that, Gillingham, York, and there's probably 30 guys that did all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The ones that they claim it.
So, title chances. Personally, I think it's far too giddy to be thinking about the title just yet. I think you just got to look at Arsenal. Who's above us? Arsenal. Let's deal with Arsenal.
I think top three is definitely achievable. Don't see why not.
I think top two is definitely achievable.
If we beat Liverpool next week, or whenever it is.
Yeah, next weekend. So you beat Liverpool. that you might overtake.
2 points behind Liverpool, then, aren't we?
You might overtake Arsenal in the same weekend. So you've got a two birds, one stone thing going on for us there. Mm. You might get past Arsenal, probably won't.
But there's going to be that many like twists and turns. Oh, yeah. That many games to go. And that
it's like an M. Night Shyamalan fucking film coming up this. There's going to be that many twists and turns.
Yeah, it won't be like that shit that I've been watching, the OA on Netflix. You seen it?
Nope.
Fucking hell.
We'll get on the Netflix in a
second. Pathetic.
We'll get on the Netflix
well,
in a
second. Well, I think it is,
isn't it? Oh, it's on a list. It's on a list. I think you just got to look at Arsenal. You got to look at them, what they can do. Get past them. Put them out of your memory. Who's next? Tottenham or City, yes. Then? City are on a bit of a skid. Tottenham might go on. They might think they've won it now, so fall off again. There's hard fixtures. I think Liverpool's hardest month is January as well. Because they've got Chelsea and us, I think.
But have you seen who we've got last three games of the season?
No.
We've got Arsenal, Tottenham. And then I think Palace, maybe.
Arsenal over there. Tottenham will be...
Tottenham's away. Arsenal's away. Yeah. Mm. They're two of the last three games. I think Palace at home.
And they might need that to stay up.
Well,
if they, either way, actually,
I mean, well, they don't. I think that last game might be irrelevant. It's Tottenham and Arsenal. They're the ones that you're thinking.
That's a banana.
Because that'd be one of Tottenham's last ever games at White Hart Lane. So
no, it's... The last ever game at Wild. Oh, wow.
All right, so they'll be fucking pelting our bus again like West Ham did, the scruffs. And then Arsenal, by that time, they'll be invincible again.
Have we ended up doing that, actually? Finishing two grounds off?
I don't know. Do not know. But, yeah, I would imagine that we're going to... Arsenal will be out of everything by February next month, this time next month.
Mate, they're out of everything the next round and everything.
And then, which is this time next month, isn't it? Well, I think, is it end of...
I don't know.
Middle of February, Champions League?
Can't believe they give Bayern Munich a bye in the Champions League. That's grim, that. With that squad. Wahid says, they are talking shit. You're fucking right, we're talking shit. That's what we do, mate. I think you just got to look at the teams that's directly in front of you. That's a potential banana skin at the end of the season. That's a long way away. 16 games away, 15 games away. We could have done some damage by then. We could be completely out of it by then anyway. So I think it's definitely doable. And I think winning the league is actually a little doable, but we need to slap someone. We haven't really slapped anybody. We're winning by fine margins.
I think when it gets to around like March time, that's when we'll start slapping teams.
If we went to the Etihad and proper bitch slap City, that's a statement, because I think is that April? I'm not sure when that is. When do we play City, anybody? If we can go there and slap them, that might finish their title charge off, which would be nice.
I think they'll... Don't know, not everyone's going to keep winning and have that same momentum. I mean, the points totals at this season compared to last season, I think we're Arsenal top with like 39 points or something.
When was that? This time last year?
Or around somewhere around that, like turn of the new year?
I think there was...
So like, Chelsea are 10 points ahead of that, and then everyone, there's that cluster of everyone else. It's basically the top six, and then everyone else, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a 9-point gap between us and Everton now. It's starting to break away. There's six teams going for four spots. There's someone
going
to be...
Six teams going for the title, essentially.
Well, yeah. We're in last place in that. And, you know, we're discussing the options. I think we are the outsiders on it when you look at what's going on.
Yeah, you're looking at the betting as well.
It's Chelsea have got one hand on it for me. But
still 5 points clear, aren't they?
Yeah.
Even though they've slipped up. And what have they got now?
They've got nothing.
No, apart from the FA Cup.
FA Cup, yeah.
Yeah. At most, you're going to play six games, aren't you?
Is it even that many?
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, quarter, semi. Six to get to
six
the final.
Six is the quarter.
Huh?
Six round is the quarter.
Was it?
Yeah.
Six games then.
It's not a lot then, is it?
No.
For a squad of that size.
And plus another. But they seen yesterday though, like Hazard and Costa. Well, Hazard basically thought, I can run at you and you just move out of my way, I'm going to take the piss out of you. Yeah, and it's like, no. And then Costa didn't really, was ineffectual.
He was just jibbing around the outside of the box. Like, why is he not inside the box?
So, I think they...
Our team's going to start to suss out Chelsea now, because we see this all the time. You see a team go on a 2-3-4 month sort of period where a new system, a new this, a new that does really well, and a couple of teams find them out, and then you'll see them go on a bit of a skid because everyone else has sort of figured out what to do by watching someone else do
it. But the three centre-halves aren't great though, are they? You've got Aspilicueta, David Luiz and Gary Cahill. Not one of them you would like say, yeah, I would have him as my first choice centre half.
No, David Luiz is just like, he's a good footballer, But you wouldn't.
You wouldn't want him stood next to you if you're going to a war, would you?
God, no. He's nuts and not in a good way.
No. Aspilicueta's not a centre half, really.
No.
Well, he's not.
No, he's not. No.
And Gary Cahill's not great.
No, it's skating through on a little bit of luck at the moment, I think. I wanted to play the American soccer guy. Did you watch?
No.
Oh, shit.
I got food and then I sort Jasmine out and then get
him up. He's a parody. But he goes like, I'm going to make chants up for Leeds United and from Yorkshire and then comes up with like really American sounding bad chants. But it's funny
why
because
he's so shit. Why
are
they so shit at chanting?
I don't know. It's not as bad as the amount of people that text me with the how about this? We've got King Marcus Rowe or whatever chants. No, stop. Them. We've got chants. Just need to die in a fire tonight.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ. Right, so we said we're going to talk about Netflix. I've just been watching Black Mirror, right? And I need to go for it. I'm going to stare at a lake afterwards.
Which one have you watched, though? Because I watched a few of them.
I watched, well, we're on season three. There was the first one, which was the VR.
Oh, yeah, but you fucking all over that one, rating people as you go in and went along.
Oh, no, that was the second one, actually. The social media one.
Yeah. I was like watching that, thinking, "Oh, this is fucked up. This is probably what is those." It is like
it's not far off, I guess. No.
And I bet you're thinking, "Yeah, I could see myself doing that."
Verified, yeah. Boom, boom. only verifieds can get in. Soz.
Yeah, 4.8s and above and all that. It was weird, and then obviously she. But I because I've never seen it before, so when I watched that, I thought it was like a series about her and how she has a meltdown and then goes. It's just
a whole
everyone different.
Different show every time. They're really good. They're really well written, they're really well shot, they're really well acted.
With Charlie Brooker in it.
What, who writes them?
Yeah.
Is it the same guy every time?
Yeah, it's his creation.
That's nuts. Yeah. That guy must do a lot of
things. Obviously, he probably got like a few people in, but I'm sure it's his creation, is all of them.
So the second one was the VR one, which is backpacker around London from things from Australia or America. Runs out of money, goes on a job website.
Because
It's all about the darker side of technology in it. So it's like the clinical trials, but it's a trial for a video game. But so they put some sort of chip in his neck, and spoiler alert, if you skip this part, if you haven't seen it, so they put a chip in his neck, and then they send him to this house, and they say, look, it's going to manipulate your own mind to find what scares you, and you think, hang on, that's insane, isn't it? Because that's just going to send you fucking loop it inside 30 seconds. So all this shit happens in the house. And then they pull him out of that, and he's still in the original room where he was signing the NDA. And you're like, what the fuck? Oh, so no, yeah, the room after that. So he's in the office with this guy. Then they pull him out of there, and that was a load of bollocks. And then he's in the room, just like having a fit, having a seizure because his phone, because he left his phone turned on when he did this hookup thing to him. And it's fucking brilliant. And then the third one, what was the third one? Third one's dark as fuck. And the third one isn't really that far-fetched into the future with the level of technology. It's a manipulation one, blackmail. So there's a virus on your computer. You sit there watching a bit of alone time videos. This kid gets caught on video. They then say, like, send us your number or we're releasing the video. So he sends him a number and they start telling him to go here, go there, and they make him rob a bank with another guy who they've got. and then they make him fight a pedo to the death. The pedo's got a drone, and he's like, right, I have to turn this drone on. And then they both get a text, and it's like, right, fight to the death. So the drone's watching him. And then they release it all anyway. So there's like loads of different people in there that all are doing this shit so they don't get released, and then they just released it all anyway.
Yeah, no, fucking hell. It's all right. I mean, I went like ripped to it. I can't be. I think I watched another one. Oh, I started watching another one. I think it's in the second series, maybe, where there's a guy on a. Oh, they're in the room and they're.
I need to watch the second series. This is the first ones I've watched.
Oh, they're in. Basically, they just got everything. Their life is surrounded by screens, so they go to sleep, and it's just like the TV screens all around them. They wake up and it's like they play games and everything like that, and you
Is it augmented reality or actual screens like that you can touch?
No, you can't touch them. So, you just... it's like playing Duck Hunt and shit like that, or playing Doom and stuff like that, and then you've got porn on it, and then you've got this pop out, and if you skip it, it costs you credits, and then all day, I think they sit on a bike, an exercise bike, and they're just watching like TV programs or something, and they're getting credits for doing it, and then they use that to live and all that. So, and it's like,
it's really well written. It's really well written. And the next one was. It was like a time travel kind of one, love story between two chicks.
What, Black Mirror?
Mm.
All right.
But using this sort of technology, and it was like San Junipero, and you put something on the side of your head, and it basically you go and live a dream. And when people pass over, they just go and live in the dream world forever. But you can go meet them and shit. It was fucked up, yeah. But it was yeah, like,
it's mad how his mind's working to create that sort of thing.
He must be off his fucking rocker. An afternoon with him must be eventful as fuck.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him do the yearly wrap-up?
No.
Does him... check him out, Charlie Brooker, yearly wrap-up. They're really good.
Let's put some notes in.
Yeah, that's... Because I think it was on BBC, maybe. But I put it... Yeah, the yearly round-up. Oh, the... Yeah, that's the thing. Because... I said something to you before, and you said, "Oh, Black Mirror," and it's not that, because I was talking about the dark web, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Because I was just sat in work, and then you have screens that, well, to tell you what's going on or whatever, and then there's news that, you know, headlines from the BBC, and it said, "Does your postman deliver drugs?" So I was like, "What the fuck?" So I thought, right, I'll have a look on BBC News on there, see what that is, as you do, and it comes up, and it says, "Yeah, I thought, no way, is that about more postmen becoming drug dealers because they're getting shafted by the Royal Mail. But no, it turns out...
What a thing to just think of straight off the bat.
Well, you've got to earn a bit of extra coin, haven't you? So it's you're carrying around in your bag, people just think you've got parcels or posts or whatever.
I'm hearing what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, do it out of an ice cream van, why can't you do it as a postage? Do you know what I mean?
Not all scouts.
Or lax. But anyway, So reading it and saying... People were ordering drugs off the dark web and then getting them delivered, and it's got like a highly successful delivery rate because you don't really know what's in them. But I thought it showed a picture of a basic envelope with like weed in it. I thought, you know what's in that, and you're going to be able to smell that if it's in that. But they put them in the bubble wrap, you know, the envelopes you put CDs in.
But don't everything that goes through the post office just have like a cursory scan somewhere at some sort of office?
You can access it, yeah, they should know, but fuck knows. But then I thought, well, fuck that. I thought, how do you get on the dark web? So obviously while I'm in work, I just went on Google on my worst computer.
It's just darkweb.com, isn't it? .org.com.
Yeah, it's a .org.
Is it?
It says, yeah, if you go on Google and said, how do you...
I'm not typing it in, how about that?
Why not?
Well, I'm just not.
Are you scared?
Well, it's a work laptop for one.
Oh. Yeah, well, fucking hell, what are they going to say? Just say I was interested. But yeah, you can just type it in. It's how to get on the dark web, and then it tells you, it gives you a list. You have to download something, go to the org, and then download it, and then do this something. And I thought, oh, I'm not doing that on work computer, obviously. But I thought, oh, yeah, I might have a go. But then, actually, if you Google how to get on the dark web, if you look at the next two things that come up under the Google search, I can't remember now. I think it was something like,
I think you have to have like a rotating VPN to mask your IP address.
Yes,
and then you're on there. But I do remember reading something about it, because there was a guy advertising himself as a hitman on there. Mm. So the FBI was just fucking phoned him up and was like, "So you're a hitman?" He was like, "Yeah." Yeah, and he was like, "Right, well, come round here, well, let's meet you." And then just fucking lifted him.
But I've heard bear shit on there before about like buying weapons and people buying.
Yeah,
stuff
I think
like that.
I think they send you like an assault rifle in 279 packages, one fucking part at a time, and then you assemble it yourself. Yeah. I mean, that's a ball bust.
But yeah, if you
even go IKEA.
If you do Google it, look at the next two things on it. I'm sure one was how to get on your period or something like that. Like weird random shit, like, you know, from, because usually it's something similar, isn't it? And it's how to get on the whatever.
next up on the old topic, Aroonies. I asked on Twitter today for you guys, please share the video as well, because there's not many of you on it at the moment. I don't know what it's playing at. I asked on Twitter if any of you lot want to get involved with sending us some shit. I want to just put some funny videos out there, share it with you guys. It's a bit of audience interaction. I was listening to the Your Mom's House podcast today, And they've got a ton of, well, we don't have any catchphrases or anything like that, but they've got a ton of catchphrases, and they're making all their viewers go to like KFC and then order using all their catchphrases. It's funny as fuck. So I think it'd be a class idea to get some of you lot just doing some silly shit. So if any of you have got any ideas about any silly shit that you want to do, I will completely endorse it up until anything that gets you arrested, and maybe beyond. And just send me the videos, come up with some ideas, talk to me about it on Reddit, and we'll just do a segment every single week of you lot sending us stupid shit. I think that will do. I was going to show you all. Yeah, I'll just show you this, see if this works. So this is a little bit of a test. It might not work. And this is one of our mates on one of the lads' holidays. So I'm just playing this video to see if playing this video works for you guys and you guys can hear it and all the rest of it. So let's just see if this works. Okay, I think it worked. Hopefully you guys heard it. I don't know. I'm sure you'll tell me in the comments in a second. So yeah, send us some silly shit. Send us some funny shit. We'll throw it up. And
I was thinking that video, because that was, what year was that?
2007.
Did even camera phones and shit like that?
Well, obviously.
How did we record it?
We had a camera phone.
Yeah, no, but I don't remember camera phones being that prevalent in the 2017.
Yeah, it was. I think I had a Nokia, or I might have had a Samsung one.
Well, I remember I had a Nokia because I bought the first Nokia video phone, I think. And then it got robbed from Pendleton College, the twats, when I was playing footy. So I had to go and get, like you do, went to a shop in Ashton, like a phone shop, and said, yeah, mate.
Give us a receipt, I'll come and buy it back for
you. Yeah, give us a receipt. Yeah. Just, but put on it, it's a bit worth a bit more than what it was. So they had to pay me like $3.50.
Oh, by the way, that wasn't me lying on the sunbed. Cheeky fox. It was me laughing behind it, nearly choking. So yeah, let's have a look. What else do we have on the old agenda? So we're going to do a celebrity death pool. What do you guys reckon? Do you want? Are you interested in doing a celebrity death pool? I come up with some fucking quality ones the other day. Let me find them. I think they're on Janine's.
I can't even remember if people would still be alive or not.
One of my mates. one of my mates had a celebrity death pool league, and he wanted you to add 30 people to it. And I was like, mate, that's a lot of effort. I'm not going to add 30 fucking people to it.
Yeah, but then
I come up with 5 and I was like, that'll do for me. Let me just find it. Where is it? Oh, fucking hell. Where the fuck
you're just picking anyone at random?
No. She come up with... she mentioned like something about it. Here we go.
Being calculated.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. Right, yeah, here's my 5 that I'm going for. Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
Stan Lee, the comic book guy, he's old as fuck. Bruce Forsyth. Yes. Prince Philip. And Jake LaMotta. Jake LaMotta's in his 90s, I think.
He's Jake LaMotta.
Boxer, former heavyweight champion of the world. How's he still cooking? He can't have long. So there's my 5. Who are your 5? Either do it in the comments here now or do it over on Reddit. And we'll see.
Gonna have to have some like random ones, aren't you? In the...
Yeah, there's gonna be like...
you've just gone for pretty old... people.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to win.
Yeah, I know, but you've got to throw in some like curveball there, like Paul Walker, for example.
All right, I'm hearing you. Like Marilyn Manson, maybe.
No, I weren't specifically thinking him, but yeah, you could be anyone, like, I suppose.
Where do we send the videos to? If you want to send us a video of you being a bellend, send it to me on Twitter, either in DM or just tag us in it, and I can download them off Twitter and then we'll throw them up next week. Did more celebrities die last year, or do you think it's just that there's more fucking celebrities?
What, the contract with the devil expired, didn't it?
So it happened.
Must be, yeah. Must have had a fucking deal breaker in there.
Some guy's saying predicting people's deaths is kind of disgusting. I predict us two and all of you guys watching will die at some point. How about that? Sorry to burst your bubble. Yeah, it's going to happen. There were some big ones last year.
Yeah, there was.
There was a couple, a bit of a flurry towards the end of the year as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, some fucked up shit as well. Like, I don't read it, but it said, you know what he said about George Michael, but didn't say like he wanted to die.
Yeah, like, oh, his boyfriend came out and said it, yeah. But we're saying about George Michael, passed away in his sleep. Motherfucker, 53-year-olds don't just pass away in their sleep. You need to elaborate on that shit. Something went down.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff that happens, isn't it? Because of lifestyles and stuff like that are different, but like... people shouldn't just die on a football pitch playing, being fit and active. There's a lot more people having like heart attacks under the age of 40, and it's like there's no explanation from it while they're exercising.
Is it more, or has it always been prevalent, and now the news allows you to hear of them?
Well, no, because I'm talking about regular people.
Yeah, no.
But you don't hear regular people.
Well, I don't know.
Don't go on the news like, oh, some 38-year-old dude from West Sussex has just dropped down, had an heart attack
because Greg's delivery guy.
Because he was playing cricket or something like that.
I don't know. You do hear of a lot of young people. I know there was a
but
guy.
But that's because it's on the internet as well.
True, yeah.
But I'm just talking, well, Illuminati.
Hugh Hefner. That's a good point. How's he still fucking alive?
Harrison Ford. Yeah. Maybe Donald Trump will get popped.
You just got put on a list.
What list?
A list. Some list.
Oh, because I said Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him.
Do you reckon you could give him a fucking ruffle of his head? I mean, you couldn't now. You're not going to get near him now, are you? I mean, you're not going to get anywhere close. I bet if you tried to touch him, they'd shoot you, which is fucked up. Because why can't you ruffle a guy's... Oh. I really want to ruffle his hair. What the fuck is that hair all about?
You don't want to get called a terrorist if you're brown.
I've got a beard, though.
Yeah, but then they would say you've got mental health issues.
Yeah, it's not far off, correct?
But I just thought...
Let's think back about 3 days to the conversation we had.
Yeah, well, I don't know where the fuck that was. Obviously, you're not going to talk about that.
But. Well, no, the only time I was calm was when I was in a queue at B&Q.
Like, what... I mean, I've done some random shit, but like, to think, oh, well, just while I'm in the midst of this rage, I'm going to go B&Q.
Oh, my neck cracked then.
To purchase some utensils.
You never know when you're going to need them.
You still got it, or did you take it back?
No, I chucked it.
Could have done some fucking DIY.
Not with a lump on me, you can't.
Oh, fucking hell.
Anyway, why have we not got... We're 10 off McCola. Smash that like button. Let's get over McCola, and I'll phone him and tell him that he sucks if we get past it. Right, let's talk to you motherfuckers in the comments. Let's see what you guys have got to say. Donald Trump has a toupee. Is it a toupee, though, or is it like a system of like elaborate cold maze going on his head? Because like I saw a picture of him inside on the other day, and I was like, what's going on there, really?
Yeah, but you think if you had all that money, you'd do something fucking decent, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like not be gingery grey blonde.
Like Nicolas Cage. Or John Travolta.
Yeah.
Or other famous bald men.
Really?
At least he was honest. Whoa, Daniel Beggs reckons McCola's gonna die. That's a bit harsh. Someone just said, do I miss Afghanistan? Yeah, I do actually, to an extent. For not a lot of reasons, but some reasons. Yeah, you miss. You're never going to have camaraderie like you do in active battle and war and stuff like that. It doesn't exist. So, yeah, you miss aspects of it. But, you know, whatever. I'm glad I'm out. Can we do a challenge like they did on Joe Rogan's podcast? So, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. Had a bet with another guy called Ari Shafir, and it was on Ari's podcast, and he said to him, "You two are fat as fuck. I bet that he can't lose enough weight to be classed as overweight instead of obese, which is under 30 on the BMI, right?"
That BMI is fucked, though.
Of course it is, yeah. Because when Rogan was going, all right, Rogan's got a six pack, he's shredded at fucking 50 or whatever he is, and he was like, because of my height and weight,
it's disproportionate. It's just a stat. Yeah,
he was obese even.
I did a health check and it said I'm overweight.
But I was overweight at 16 when you could have shredded cheese on me. Right? Now I'm fucked it, but what he was saying is, these guys, he said to him, if you guys can get under, so they worked out what you would need to get under for their height, there was like, 6'1" and 6.5 foot, they would need to get under 225, and he was about 267.
But it just doesn't make any sense at all, that fucking...
pounds?
The chart, the BMI chart.
Oh, like, no, it doesn't, no.
I have to deal with that every day.
But for the sake of the bet, the guy just said, you need to get under, and the figure that they drew in the sand was 227 pound. So they said, right, well, if we do, what are you going to do? So they said, right, they was going to just compete against each other, so they said, right, if I win... you're going to take me to the Super Bowl. And you said, if I win, you're going to take me to Paris. fun, good little bet. Me and they're both balling, so they're not arsed, are they? So then they said, hang on, what if we both make it under 227? So I went, well, I'll fucking pay for the trips. And it was like, sick.
Sweet.
So they knocked it out of the fucking park. Bert got down to 221.
Easy.
In like, I think it was like 8 weeks or something. And Tom got down to 219 from 267. Lost 4 stone.
Wow.
Fucking knocked it out of the park. And then Ari was like, we need to measure their heights. Like, proper fucking backed out of it and everything. A fucking chopper. So Joe says, I'll pay for your trips. Fuck it.
Fair
fucking play. So that was the challenge that they did. And if you watch the podcast live, it was probably one of the funniest podcasts I've ever watched live. Because they did that. They did a live weigh-in. And then the next day, they said, right, okay, so you've both technically won, but we want an actual winner now. So they said, right, what are we going to do? So they had a secondary bet the next day for the weigh-in. Who could lose an additional whatever loses the beard? Because they both got full beards. So Bert lost. He only lost, he managed to lose another pound, but Tom lost another £3. So he'd completely fucking smashed him out of the water. So then he shaved him live on the podcast, and it was funny as fuck because he left him like a mustache and then like a Craig David line all up in.
Yeah, but we've already said that.
Yeah, I won't do it.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. Not doing that. But, I mean.
I do some other shit.
But it was funny as fuck. It was absolutely funny as fuck and brilliant to watch. And now they're talking about doing other shit. Like they're talking about doing a jiu-jitsu match with each other for like 150 bags.
You've got a bet on. Your wife's giving you a bet.
Yeah, I know.
And how's that going?
I'm about a pound up, I think. Yeah, give me some.
Well, you're never gonna get there, are you?
Ah, fuck a diet.
You're not drinking that shit. You don't need a diet. Just don't drink all them fucking sugary drinks.
Yeah, but I like them. So I might as well tell you guys because Janine thinks me telling you guys is gonna actually inspire me to do it. Well. Probably isn't. So Janine's had a bet with me. How much was yours?
About 1,500 quid.
Was it? And that was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was about 7.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm. It was about 2010.
Nah, it feels fucking well longer ago than that.
2010.
Missus has said if I can get not even back to a fighting weight, really, just about fucking £30 over that, she'll get me a full sleeve tattoo. Whatever.
It's not happening.
She wants to put a time limit on it now as well because.
Yeah, because otherwise, when is it going to be when you're 75?
Yeah, whatever. Right, you guys in the comments, do I play jiu-jitsu? No, I don't play jiu-jitsu. I'm serious. Funny watching a pet presser today, he is so bad.
He's fucking backtracking on everything he said, hasn't he? Because he thinks, oh, what the fuck have I done? Because they're going to come down on him 10 times worse now.
Wait, hang on.
Because he kept a soundbite out of him. Oh, that's all they're looking for.
Yeah, that is all he wants, right? When he came, he said he dreamt of playing for this team. Now he's saying this team doesn't have the history that all the others. Did you not know that when you wanted to play for them?
What was that one? I was reading an article. He's actually said to someone that he sees City on the same level as Villarreal.
Did he actually name check Villarreal? No, it was his mate.
His mate said he said to him, he sees him as like Villarreal, which, if in comparison, they're nothing alike. So, nice one for that, Pep.
Wahid says, my ancestors are from Afghanistan. You were brave fighting those fucking warriors. They are mental. I didn't fight people from Afghanistan, or I'm sure there probably was people from Afghanistan as well. Fought alongside the Afghan army. You know, ultimately, by the time we was there, it was a coalition thing that included mentoring and training the Afghan soldiers. Have I been anywhere in Ireland excluding Dublin? No, and I really want to go. I think that's a place. We spoke about this last week, actually. And in fact, I priced up, I think I sent it to you, didn't I? Really cheap flights for the All-Ireland final. If there's nothing going down then, I think we might have it, because it was like 40 quid return flights for... but I guess it's going to matter who's there, because if Dublin are there, I reckon you'll get a hotel. If it's two teams from outside of Dublin, you ain't getting a hotel again, are you?
Well, don't know, because maybe. I think either way it'd be booked up like well in advance, won't it, as soon as it's been announced. Like, it's the same with anything. As soon as like there's an inkling of them getting
to... 80,000 or some shit?
Getting to the final, then everything starts going booked up and prices start jumping up and all.
Paddy, who sits in front of us in Stretford and said to us the other day, he's booked his fucking hotel for Sweden for the Europa final. Like, you fucking knob. The real Paul Pogba. Not sure it is the real Paul Pogba. Says pimping jacket.
I've seen a few people saying, "Yo, that's a nice jacket." It is, mate. Fucking smart. Keeps you warm.
Go to the hurling All-Ireland instead of the football. I'm open to go whatever, mate. Hurling does look absolutely fucking insane, though. You seen that? With the little axe sort of cricket bat, baseball bat type hybrid thing.
Yeah, and he's...
They just toss it up and fucking launch it.
Oh, I get confused. Is that have they got a net and a
yeah, because I think it's like lacrosse. Yeah, I think it's played on the same shit, so you can probably fire it over the top as well. I don't know, I'm probably wrong on that one. Ever been to Africa? Yeah, but only in the north. Janine's got family in actual South Africa, but spoke about this a few times. I saw some ultra videos from Africa and they look mint. There was something on a Rwandan witch doctor that I quote tweeted on Twitter. I was like, fuck me, I need to go to Africa. Because it's just off it. It's like, it's the proper Wild West of football. And I love that. I want to experience that
all
shit.
All that shit where to score a goal.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, I want to go to Africa. And a lot of people got the knickers in a twist. Because people just fucking, it's a race to get outraged, isn't it? People was like, why are you saying Africa? Say Rwanda. I was like, well, for starters, don't necessarily want to go to Rwanda. But there's several places in Africa that I would like to go and experience a match. Egypt looks sick. Libya looks sick. Morocco looks sick. And it's probably the safest out of all of those. Senegal looks sick. Nigeria looks sick. All of those places I would love to go and watch a match. And then, you know, loads of regular normal people that aren't fucking batshit crazy message me as well saying, oh, come to South Africa. You got Orlando Pirates and Summit City. I can't remember what they're called.
Wait, are you going to be watching the AFCON?
I might if I can. If it's on, it's probably on Eurosport, I bet, isn't it?
Nah, it's been on like BBC, isn't it? Has been on like BBC 3 and like 4 and all that, the channel, so they usually have it. Because it's on every year now, isn't it?
Yeah, every just, fucking year.
Yeah, and, it's like,
and the gaffers of it are just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. We're not going to hold it in the summer because it's pretty warm in Africa in the summer, which is understandable. But then, why hold it every year? You're just fucking up your players.
Yeah, you're just killing it as well. Yeah. Like, yeah. And like, you're going to have less. Like, we always had that thing, we'd never bought an African player because of the fact that they'll go to that. Obviously, Baye's doing that now. And if he's going to go year in, year out, he's going to be like, well, I'm going to lose him for 8 weeks of the season.
Yeah, in the middle of the hardest part of the season. It's a ball bust.
Big time.
If you just made it every other year, it'd be more palatable.
Well, that's the same with the Euros and, you know, put it in line with that. And is Copa America every year, though?
Oh, shit, that might be, actually. Or is that every two? That's a massive ass league, though, isn't it?
They're mad. Because they have like the Americas and stuff like that, don't they? And they have like North American teams and, you know, Mexico and around that. They have tournaments and stuff as well, like Gold Cup, innit?
Isn't that, that's the whole of America, innit? Like North and South and Central America in that one.
What, the Gold Cup?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I think so.
And then he's one. Oh, I don't know. There seems to be a lot anyway.
Did I add you on MySpace? Do you remember MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace. Yeah, I think
that was the first social network that I went on. And it was kind of turd, to be honest.
It's just had that long ass wall, didn't it? You couldn't really do anything on it.
But when Facebook came out, it was exactly the same, but you couldn't customise it. So it didn't give you computer aids whenever you went on something. Because that's what you used to get on MySpace. Because everyone customised their shit. You'd go on it and it'd be like, it'd instantly start playing tunes.
Yeah.
And there'd be glitter everywhere. And you'd be like, what the fuck is
that
this?
With along with MSN Messenger.
Yeah, with people with all the different emojis in their shit. Yeah, can't believe how long we should just sit on MSN Messenger for. What's happening?
Yeah. No. It's that fucking bear chats in there. I can't be arsed talking to people no more.
In the middle of the season, they take the players. Yeah, it's a nightmare. Who's going to finish higher, United or City, says Habib? I think United. I think they're gonna fuck them up, to be honest. I think we really are going to. It's every 2 years for the...
Oh, is it?
All right, okay, fair play. Tops of Pot are paying you too much, balling on Mint's coat.
This is just a Zara coat, this.
Yeah.
It is.
Howson, will we win the Champions League in the next 3 years? The thing is with the Champions League, one, you got to be in it.
Yeah.
You got to be in it to win it. And two, it's not always who's the best team in Europe that wins it. Although, I think you could argue the last three or four seasons, that's not been the case. But, you know, I think we can win it in the next 3 years. I think we're getting a decent strong 11. I'm not happy with the defence properly, but
well, I was saying this before. Like, out of everyone's squads, you're in the top six. I don't think I would take anyone else's squad over ours.
Nope.
Like,
but I keep saying, like I said, Liverpool's squad's really thin because Liverpool's squad is really thin. And some guy was like, "What are you even talking about? It's better than yours." And I was like,
"It's not though."
Like, Wayne Rooney hasn't been seen in our starting 11 for how long?
A good while.
Bastian Schweinsteiger, about that. You got a choice of Bastian Schweinsteiger or James Milner. You've got Schneiderlin
sitting there. You've got Memphis there.
How about Fosu Mensah?
Yeah.
Midfielders.
You've got Italian right back, full back who doesn't
get in. Do you remember Luke Shaw that we paid 30 odd million for?
I know. Well,
where's he? Like, Mkhitaryan. We were just hiding that fucker for months. Did he get lost at Carrington? Did he lose a key?
Fuck knows. Luke Shaw's an interesting one. Do you reckon it's mental with him more than physical?
Yeah. I think, well, he didn't look physically there, but yeah, I think there's probably a massive mental element. He snapped his fucking leg in half.
Well, Valencia took ages, didn't he, to get to the consistent level where he's at now. He was there before the injury.
Yep.
Because he was one of our better players, wasn't he? He was doing really, really well. And then he came back and he took a long time. He's like, oh, get rid of him, he's finished and all that. And now look at him, he's been one of our best performers. So Luke Shaw's definitely got time on his side.
Absolutely.
But it's whether we're prepared to give it him, though.
Governor Bandicoot says, do you watch cricket?
No.
No.
Play stick cricket on the phone if I need to kill, if I need to kill 5 minutes, you know what I mean? But watch cricket now. Fuck
that. I like sport, right? But when it takes a week, that's taking a piss a lot.
I like it when they just twat it. Like, 2020 is all right. But I still can sit through a whole... It's that whole fucking thing. I've not got no vested interest into it. You like to see, if it's Lancashire do well.
Yeah, but even then, I'm going to go,
fuck. But yeah, even then, I'm not really, thinking...
They're doing some extensions to that fucker. I got off at the tram the other day. I used to park on Ayres Road and walk past the cricket ground all the time. 20 fucking 5 years, man and boy, but... recently, I've been parking at Platts End and stuff with the filming that we've had to do and that. It's diesel now. And I walk past the cricket ground and there's some fucking serious extensions going on there. It looks pretty sick, to be fair. Emirates Old Trafford.
Yeah, because it's not just cricket anymore, is it? Because they've got to make the money elsewhere. Cause
yeah,
it's not
they do put concerts on and stuff.
There's not a lot in there.
Luke Shaw will be incredible. I think there's a chance that Luke Shaw's going to come back and be mint. He's not a bad player at all. He was absolutely banging before his injury. He will get back there. It's just patience. It's the same with anything. You can't just expect instant results of anything. And that's why I don't want to see us sign anyone in January. It does look like Lindelof's about to happen. That sort of broke in the last hour before we went live. But I don't really think there's a major demand for us to get anybody, in all honesty.
No, because where would you fill? What position would you fill?
Yeah, you just stack it up. Unless there's someone obviously better, like if Bale became available and you're like, oh shit, yeah. But if it's just a nut like Lindelof, that's why I'm not excited about Lindelof. Is he much better than what we've really got? Is he at the age he is? Is he blocking the road for others coming through that might be mint?
If he comes, then someone's going. That's what I would say.
Yeah. And it looks like there's a lot going from midfield as well, so. Considering that we were still trying to sign a midfielder towards the end of the summer, are we still going to try and sign a midfielder with all what we've got potentially going in? Schneiderlin, possibly Schweinsteiger, possibly Fellaini, and Memphis as well. There's got to be something coming in there,
well,
surely.
This second part of the season now is more jam-packed, you would say, wouldn't you? Is it?
If you remain in the competitions, it's going to... I'm not looking forward to once Europa kicks back in.
No.
If there's no coincidence our run has coincided with us being out of Europe. Playing in Europe.
Yeah, because you've got that rhythm and you can focus on the next game, the next game, the next game. And don't
I told
forget...
you now, I spoke to Al. My mate's a coach at Saints, and you'll see him sit on the bench. He sits on the bench. The guy with AG on his jacket. And I spoke to him and I said, listen, obviously you guys are in Europa. What's the crack? What's the difference? Why? Because I can't ask anybody that level at United.
Yeah.
What's the crack? Why is there a difference? And is there a difference? And he said, in his mind, there is a difference. But the difference depends on how you are playing going into it. He said, if you're playing well, don't matter. Don't matter. You just recover, go again. Recover, go again. Everyone knows what they're doing. He goes, if you're trying to change shit, problem. He goes, you can't change it when you've got Europa. So if you go in, if we go into Europa now, knowing what we need to know, we might just cruise through it. Like, remember the end of the treble season? We had a fucking game every 28 minutes, and we was just fucking bosh, 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 sorted.
Well, Leicester obviously won the league last year, and Chelsea, top of the league this year, they made the fewest changes out of teams in the Premier League.
Yeah, City made like 53, 56.
Oh, because he's a fucking genius, that's why. But there is, obviously, because you know your job, don't you? You know, like, what you're doing. You know you're picking up from corners, set pieces, everything like that. So there's no, like, umming and ahhing. And it's the same as long... If you've got a similar team that you're playing, they're all going to have the same roles, and then one player just takes over that other person's roles. It's easy to do.
Yeah, when it's constantly chopping and changing. And so, we said that with Mourinho potentially risking burnout by how strong he's going on some of the players, but also, at the same time, he is getting... a settled side, and there is something
like
to be said.
Like Pogba and Zlatan, you mean?
Yeah, Pogba, Zlatan, Carrick. Do you want to see Zlatan line up against Reading? I'd be happy if he doesn't.
Oh, no, definitely not. I don't want him.
I'd like to see maybe Rooney if he's fit.
We've got another... Well, the game's not until the following Sunday then, have we? So we've got...
In Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah, got a bit of time to do it. So you would have thought... I reckon Zlatan will be on the bench.
Yeah.
And he'll probably play Rashford up front.
Well, I was thinking about this, right? There's going to be no space behind Reading. They're going to come and sit super deep, aren't they? So do you want Rashford? Rashford's not really the hold-up guy, is he? The link-up guy?
No, he's not.
He's the guy that gets
him behind. I think he'll give him a chance to play up front.
He'll do it if he peels left or right into the channels. I think he'll find space behind the fullback.
Or we might play three that can interchange then.
Well, like maybe a Rooney, Rashford and Marshall, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Because then any time any of them can drift into the nine.
We've got to think, Marshall wasn't involved at all against West Ham, was he? Didn't come on off the bench.
No, I think he was going to. And then he changed his mind there.
But, because he played so well against Middlesbrough and he put a lot of effort into it.
Nine more to overtake McCullough. Come on, do it. Do it now.
So, I don't think he'd play. He might play against Reading all the first hour. And then.
He might. Do you rest Carrick again?
I would, yeah. I don't see why you need to play Carrick. Play Schweinsteiger, what's he sat on your fucking bench for?
You might picking as well. 200 bang a week up.
You got to think, right, well, if he comes to a point where I'm going to need to use him, I don't want him to be ring rusty and get injured after 25 minutes out for that and then have the problem where they both...
Can you imagine?
Got both midfielders gone all, a lot of midfielders. So you got to give him some game time at some point. Reading is a perfect game. Don't think it'll be as easy as what everyone thinks.
Not a fucking tall Reading. It's a team that you've got to line up and say, this is Old Trafford, this is the FA Cup, this is Manchester United, we're going through it. But you've got to also say, Championship's probably one of the toughest leagues in Europe.
Yapstam.
Yeah, and Yapstam's in charge. It's his first time back at Old Trafford as a manager. He's going to want to put a good show in because he might want to step off from Reading. Because they're fucked, mate. They got no dough, right? Wherever he ends up this season, he's took them from here to here, yeah. Right? So he's already on a high. If he's smart, he doesn't try and take this any further. He steps off if the right job's available. But what's the right job? Because you're a couple of months away from the sacking anyone.
There's some bizarre... Like, Mickey Phelan getting sacked. That just... What was the point of that? I do not get it.
Like he had no chance from the off. Everyone was a dead done.
He's not brought any players in, really. He brought a few like Ryan Mason.
He had no dough at all. They had no squad and he had no dough. And you're like, what are you going to do?
And he won a few games.
Yeah. And, all right, they're fucked. They're probably definitely going down. What can you do? But no one looked at that. And this is where I said, I think I said at the start of the season, owners, managers... Everybody needs a little bit of realism in this league because there's far too many successful managers, far too many good, solid squads. I mean, look at that Everton team. That's a fucking good team on paper. Is that a team that you expect to finish 8th or 9th in a league? Because that's where it's probably going to finish.
Well, yeah, really.
It is when you see what's above it.
Yeah, because like...
And, Arsenal, this Arsenal team blows every fucker away from fucking February to December, right? And then... They might finish 5th this year.
I hope so.
Who would you rather finish 5th, Arsenal or City? Because it's party time either way, isn't it? Hilarious if they either finish there.
Yeah, Arsenal aren't really a threat, are they?
I think it's funnier if it's if it's City.
Yeah, definitely. It's funnier if it's City. Arsenal, because I'm just sick of seeing Arsenal fans going on
can
the box.
Can both finish out?
Well, yeah.
They can, can't because you've got Liverpool and Spurs in there, yeah. And us and Chelsea. Which,
because they were doing like on top spot on the way back to like pick your top four out of the six that are there. Because it is, it's definitely, the four are coming from that six. No one's challenged that.
There is no way no one's jibbing in on that party.
No way. So, I'm definitely confident that we'll be in the top four somewhere. Chelsea, you would say, would be. Spurs, you would think. Oh, Liverpool, you scouse twats.
I think they're a bad... I mean, they've got a couple of players going to the AFCON.
Well, Mane's going, and he's been great for them.
Yeah, so that's... I mean, they've got a poor defence. I honestly think we're going to fucking slap them at Old Trafford. I think it's going to be quality.
I hope so.
I think it's going to be someone said it before, actually. It's going to be one of those I was there nights. That I think it's going to be a real fucking turning point. I mean, that might be the one. Title race is completely fucking wide open. Anything else we need to wrap up on?
So, I was going to... Oh, you've got to have accumulator on the FA Cup third round, haven't you?
That's a good shout. Yeah, so let's talk betting this week. What are your guys' bets for this week? As we said, full-time devils. Stephen Allison podcast, sponsored by Top Support. Over here it is. Go and download it. It's in the App Store. What do you reckon? 2 weeks
and someone's getting a PS4.
2 weeks and one of you motherfuckers is getting a PS4. And there's someone that's making massive strides out ahead of everybody else, isn't there?
There was. And then,
doesn't it go into the poker zone now? So we won't even know.
Poker zone, so you, no one can even see who's going to win. But I think it's the one who's winning now is Deion Davis.
Right.
So.
Oh, we've also got a competition to give away. But yeah,
finish that. Go on.
No, finish off the betting. So what are you thinking for your bets this week? Well, you put one on United or is it a slip? Should we get the fixtures up?
Yeah, well, I picked like 10 here, I think, or 11. But it's not even great odds. Yeah, it's 11-fold. And it's like, well, 12.
Sunderland, Burnley, don't want to touch that. 12. Brentford, Eastleigh, don't want to touch that. Brighton, MK Dons, don't want to touch that.
Well, I'll tell you mine. It's probably odds have changed now because I've not put anything on it, but it's 53-1 and you're like, 53-1, is that it? But it's not really too bad, but I went...
Big favourites.
Well, yeah, United at home.
Fair play. Standard.
Brentford at home to Eastleigh.
Yeah. Stoke?
Yeah, they're on there. But Brighton at home to MK Dons.
Yep.
Bristol at home to Fleetwood.
What league are Bristol?
Bristol City. They're in the Championship.
Okay.
Huddersfield, Port Vale.
Yeah.
Ipswich, Lincoln.
Right.
I went Arsenal against
Arsenal. Preston's an obvious one. Liverpool, Plymouth.
Yeah. Even though it's
Chelsea,
shit,
Peterborough.
Chelsea, Peterborough. Tottenham, Villa, all day.
Yeah.
Rochdale away at Barrow. And Stoke at Wolves. Stoke at home to Wolves.
Yeah.
And that's 53-1.
What are you putting on?
Fiver, isn't it? It's not fucking
not bad. Nifty 50, 250.
I put a fiver on 10 teams on the 20. Because I told you, if you said about cashed out at 173 from that fiver. Yeah. I put a fiver on whatever day we played last, New Year's Day, day after, January the 2nd. 10 teams on there. Fuck it. 341 quid. I think it was 8 teams actually. And it was. There was the United one was a late kickoff, so I was going to be waiting on that. And 3 o'clock kickoffs, there was like 12 minutes to go, and I cash out like 96 quid. And I was like, right, if it goes over a wanna, I'll take it. 2 minutes later, Everton get a penalty, so it suspends.
Boom.
And then Sunderland equalise against Liverpool. And fucking Scunthorpe at home to Peterborough. They got conceded as well, so fucked up. So I weren't too happy about that, obviously. What are you gonna? Are you gonna have a go? What?
Yeah, I've not picked them, but I am gonna have a blast at it. Right, we are giving away. I'm just trying to get it up on my phone. A Paul Pogba print by our mate John, quality graphic artist, and he just messaged us and said, "Do you fancy giving one of these away?" And I said, "Fuck it, right, I do." So let's find it. Man, I talk so much shit. Right, so this is the print. This is what it looks like.
Pretty sick.
It is. It's his own design. It's got the six in there. It's quality. All you had to do was retweet, follow John, and subscribe to me, and then you're in with a chance of winning. So there's 269 people, and I'm just going to randomly fucking pick one. Can we show it to the camera? So we'll just randomly pick.
It's me!
Hey, I won! It's Cal 1996 FIFA. You there, and I'll message you. I'll just message them now. You want to print? Send me your address. So I'll just show you guys that. There you go. That guy's been messaged. Congrats, Cal. It might be the chick. It might be the dude. Cal1996 FIFA. You just won a print. So happy days. So there's another prize giveaway. Oh, shit. Oh, we was going to... Oh, you need to bounce, innit?
Yeah.
All right, we'll save these for next week. Look what we got. I just raided the American food aisle in Tesco's. We've got a Babe Ruth. It says extreme heat. I thought they'd be funny. We got a baby roof. We've got some Reese's Pieces.
They're alright.
And we got a payday. Every fucker likes a payday. I like a payday.
I thought you'd be on a Twinkie, me.
Nah, they're minging.
They
are ranging. We'll save these for next week and we'll do a taste test. If you want to send us some fucking mad food, if you live in some fucked up place that's got, I don't know, kiwi jizz or something like that, I don't know, whatever you've got, and you want to send us some stuff, we'll try it and all the rest of it. We're on 8.56. McCullough's still on 8.65. I've done more promotion for this fucker today than anything else about, haven't I? We've not done it. We failed.
How's that happened?
We fucking failed. How did that happen at all? But, mate, I've got up 400 today.
Wow.
That's nuts. That's a big day. So anyway, thank you everybody to watching. Thank you everybody to watching. What the fuck? Thanks to everybody who's been watching. Thanks to all you guys for commenting. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe. Please hit the notifications when you do subscribe. If you saw the Michael Carrick video that I did yesterday, did you like it? It took about 20 fucking hours, so you better add. The next one will be coming out when I finish it. I'm hoping Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Thank you for watching. Thanks to Tops the Pots for sponsoring. Please go and download Tops the Pot. We are going to be giving away, I don't know, we're thinking about an iPad possibly. We're thinking about maybe a little trip away to something. It's going to start in 2 weeks once this one finishes and someone wins a PlayStation 4. So if you want to get in the mix and you want to win stuff, you've got to be over 18, you've got to be in the UK, and you've got to have downloaded the Tops the Pop app. So go and download it. It really fucking helps us. If you're not going to fucking do it, just download it anyway. It really helps us out. Like I said, thank you for watching. Fucking laters.